Yuma Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet 7-4, and this is really the last Mishnah to wrap up the special avod of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says, and this is going to be beginning what I call now stage 4, Kidesh Yadav Raglav. He again washes his hands and feet in preparation for removing his clothing. Then Upashat, he takes his clothing off. These are those golden clothes that he's been wearing for the main stage 3. V'yard v'tavol v'alav v'nistapeg. He goes to the mikvah, comes out and dries off. Heviolo vigde lavan. They now bring him his white vestments again. You'll recall that actually these are not the same white vestments he wore in stage 2. These are the ones that are, let's call them the Indian ones. They're a little less expensive. V'lavash, he wears those white garments. V'kidesh yadav v'raglav. And again, he washes his hands and feet, as is the din after he puts on the clothing. In those white clothing, nichnas lahotzi esa kafesa machata. He needs to wear those so he can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he does do that in the same way he went in during stage 2, before he went in to bring in the Ketores with the kaf, that ladle, as well as the machata, the fire pan, and now he's going to take out the kaf and the machata, which he does. And that's essentially the only thing he does in this stage 4 in these white clothing. After that, he'll remove the white clothing, kiddush, and this is the order for that. First, kiddush yadav v'raglav. He'll wash his hands and feet prior to removing them, again, like the Tana Kama, the halacha. Upashat, v'yard v'taval. He once again undresses and goes into the mikvah. Alav v'nistapeg, comes out of the mikvah and dries off. This mikvah, again, this is his fifth and final immersion of the day. And again, the last four are done, of course, on top of the base of Parva in the Kodesh, as per the Pasuk. Hevilo Bigdei Zahav, then I'll bring him his golden clothing. This will be the last time he puts those on of the day. This is beginning of phase 5. The Lavash, he wears them. V'kidesh Yadav Raglav, again, he washes his hands and feet as the din after putting on a new set of clothing. V'nichnas Lahaktir Ketores, Shalbein Harabayim, Ulehete Vesa Neros. And he does what has to be done on stage 5, which the Mishnah says is to go in to do the Ketores. This is the daily Ketores, which is done twice a day, as we said before, once in the morning, once in the evening. This is the, or I should say once in the afternoon. And this is the afternoon. So it's the second half mana, the second half of the portion of the day. So he'll go into the Kodesh on the Golden Mizbeach and put that half mana of Ketores powder on the Golden Mizbeach to burn. And that's the Bein Harbayim, the afternoon one. And also Lehete Veseneros, to light the menorah candles. Now, Lehetiv, according to the Bartanura, in this context means to light the menorah. Previously, back in the third parak, we said that Lehetiv was to clean out the lamps in preparation of lighting this evening. So according to the Bartanura, it's a little bit of a tricky read, in as much as Lehetiv means two separate things. The Rambam understands that Hatava refers to lighting, and the Rambam understands this is not the first, but second time he's lighting of the day. And the process of cleaning out those lamps and refilling them with oil is called dishun. And that happens in the morning indeed, but the mitzvah according to the Rambam is to light twice a day. So according to the Rambam, the word hatava means lighting, and the Mishnah reads kapshuto, straightforwardly. There's the second lighting of the day of the menorah, once done in the morning and once done in the late afternoon. Now, we didn't mention explicitly the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim, the afternoon daily offering, that lamb. According to the Bartanura, the reason why is because we had mentioned that at the end of the previous Mishnah. And since we had a sort of an oblique mention there to Tamid Shalbein Harabayim, we don't mention it again. But according to the Bartanura and Rashi, the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim is offered in stage 5, where we are now. And in fact, that din would be that the Tamid is brought prior to the Ketores offering and the Hatavas Aneros. It's done first, as well as Nesachim and the Chavitin, really just a replay of what happened back in the stage 1, the beginning of the Masechta. It's done again in the afternoon, and simply just not mentioned because it was mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet. That's the Bartanura's Pshat. The Rambam reads our Mishnah Kapshuto in a very straightforward way, as does the Ramban, and they learn that the Tamid Shalbein Harabayim, the afternoon daily offering, was brought back in stage 3. And that's why it's explicitly mentioned in Mishnah Dalet as part of stage 3. And in stage five, indeed, there is no tamachil bein harbayim brought. It's just the katoris and the hatavas haneros of the menorah that is done now in stage five, because the tamachil bein harbayim, as well as all its nesachim, the chavitin, etc., all were done back in stage three. Okay, so now he's finished stage five, having done everything, ending up with the lighting of the menorah. So now it's time for him to wrap things up and the end of the day. So his last moves are v'kidesh yadav v'raglav. He'll wash his hands and feet for a final tenth time in preparation of removing the garments, upashat, and he takes those golden clothes off. Now he won't go into a mikvah because he's not transitioning to new clothing. He just washed those hands upon removal of the clothing. And that'll be the tenth time. If you, again, one time, I'll count them all for you again. He had one hand washing in the very beginning of the day before he put on his golden vestments for the first time. And then he'll have four transitions throughout the day where he washes his hands before and after. So four times two is eight. And now here's the tenth time when he removes his golden vestments for the final time. You'll recall that Reb Meir didn't agree with this. Reb Meir held that the hand washing was not on removal of clothing, but just on dressing, putting clothing on. And he held there was a hand washing before you put on clothing and hand washing after you put on clothing. But since in our Mishnah here, he's not putting on new clothing, according to Reb Meir, there would be no hand washing here at the end of stage five. This is not preparing for new clothing. And that means you might think that we're down to just nine hand washings. And the Gemara asked that. And the Braisa there says, indeed, that Rabbi Meir also holds there were a total of 10 kiddush yadav v'raglav, 10 hand and foot washings for the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. So how does that work? So he learns that the Kohen Gadol at the beginning, back in stage one, would wash his hands and feet twice, back to back, in the very beginning, so you get an extra hand washing to give you a total of 10 also. Now, he's out of his clothing. Ufashat, he removes the golden clothing for the day. Hevilo bigde atzmo, they bring him his personal clothing, his regular, whatever he wears, his suit and tie. I don't know what the Kohen Gadol wears when he's off duty, but that's what he puts on now. V'lavash, he dressed into those. And now, umalavanoso ad beso, he is escorted to his home. That's the tzibur in general, the community walks him home. V'yom tov haya osa le'ohavav, v'shasha yatza v'shalom min ha'kodesh. And indeed, when he gets home, he makes a celebration that he survived going in and out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he made it out of one piece and healthy. The reason for that special celebration, besides the fact of the generic that he did the exciting and incredible Avodas Yom Kippurim, is that there's a penalty of Misa V'dei Shemayim, death at the hands of heaven, for violating the rules of what one is permitted and what one is permitted to do inside the Kodesh Kodashim. And therefore, many Kohanim Gadolim didn't actually survive. They're going into the Kodesh Kodashim doing the wrong thing. So since he did, he makes a celebratory feast for him and his loved ones.